Brothers and sisters, the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging and you will not be judged. Stop condemning and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Given and gifts will be given to you, good measure, packed together, shaken down and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in turn be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord. I've been praying to St. Vincent Ferrer for help for preaching during Advent, so you can judge by yesterday's homily how he's answering the prayers. This is the first time this happened to me. This is my notes for today. It's like being at sea, just saying to God, "Say what you will, you know, write it in my heart." When I saw this phrase, "Just be merciful as the Father is merciful," I thought about mercy in my life and mercy in God, okay? In 10th grade, probably this is an experience you all haven't had, I tried to break into the high school at night with a friend of mine named Wedge. And anyhow, to break into the high school, what I did, it was a Friday night, I left the latch open on one of the low windows in the high school, and he and I were climbing the 8-foot wall to get up and open the window. And we looked over, and there's somebody in the school watching us breaking in, you know. So all of a sudden, we fall over backward, run downtown, and try to get people to make alibis for us, you know, so that if the cops came, you know, we could, "Oh, I've been down here for an hour and a half." Well, anyhow, on Monday morning, the supervising principal of the school district called me into his office, okay? And he, you know, I sat down and I'm going, "Oh, man." He goes, "Was that you?" And then I said, you know, I don't have any other choice. I said, "Yes." "Okay." And he said, "Okay." Sent me out. A touch of mercy. I think that just left an indelible impression in my heart. Then there was another time, and this is like sort of supernatural. I was at sea for about 2 years, I think, up in Portland, Maine. And I'd been reading the scriptures every day during watch and so forth, and that was my primary reading. And I guess they called it a locution, but it was like God said one word to me, okay? And I could feel it from my feet. It was just the word mercy. It passed through me. I had never, you know, I never before and never since had an experience like that. And I go like, okay, you know, this is, John of the Cross says, if it has an impact, it's from God, okay? And so I think this is maybe the second time I told anybody about it in 50 years. So, but God's mercy is huge. It's, when you look at it, he comes to set us free from the slavery of sin and make us his children. From enemies to most beloved. You can't get a bigger span than that, can you? And in the middle of this, he expands our freedom, right? I mean, this is getting away from slavery. I can see what goodness is now more profoundly, and I can respond to it, of course, a lot more than I could in 10th grade, you know? This is something that's happening in our hearts. And when you look at the history of God's acting with people, it's all to bring us into our sonship in Jesus. We're sons and daughters in the Son. And so those superpowers that we have end up relational. It's covenantal. It's relational. And so the change that's going to happen in you by God's in you and I by God's mercy is that we stop seeing ourselves as individuals before the Creator and start seeing us and responding to this love that will not let us go, that just keeps chasing us down and wanting our hearts to, you know, to soften toward other people and of course soften toward Him. So our making amends and doing things like that during Lent becomes something that moves from servile to filial honor of God. Okay? I love Him because He's loved me. Not just fear of hell and the loss of heaven, is that in front of this love, my heart melts. Our hearts melt. This is so strange, isn't it? That's what Sunday's about. I'm moving from servile fear to filial love, responding to God. He's after our hearts. We're not to be performing for Him. We're to be inviting Him inside so dynamically He changes us. So at least that means us being patient and persistent with others in our care for them. Sometimes sharing the most intimate parts of our hearts with them is part of our mercy. We know that in front of sin, he's been shouting this out since the time of David, a humble and contrite heart I will not spurn, right? So how are we to be when somebody comes to us and asks for forgiveness? I don't know about you, but I'm so loath to ask for forgiveness from somebody. I think they have great courage when they ask me for forgiveness. I go, like, this has to be heart deep, or at least I have to see it as heart deep in order to say, okay. And then He rains on the good and the bad. He sees to the needs of all. That's part of His mercy. This is not a small thing to say, be merciful as your Father is merciful. Jesus is asking us to think about God's mercy, and all those things about condemning and not judging and so forth fall into line with that, don't they? And they ask our hearts to go to see. One of my favorite hymns all my life long has been, there's a wideness in God's mercy like the wideness of the sea. So it's for you and me with our superpowers to hear what He's saying to us today and letting us be drawn in to the waters of that sea of mercy. Releasing prisoners, giving a cup of water to the thirsty, sharing our own lives. What an invitation. What a future. What a hope. Only a loving Father can do that for us. Amen.